Hello, Raider fans. I'm Jeanette Thompson. Welcome to Behind the Shield. As you know, we take on the Jacksonville Jaguars this week right at home. And of course, before we get to the game, we've always got to check in with hosts of the Silver and Black Show, Jim Plunkett and Greg Papa. This week, they're going to tell you a little bit about me and how I'll add to their show.
All right, Jeanette, thank you. We're going to have a great edition of the Silver and Black Show because Jeanette Thompson's going to be on it. She's going to be interviewing Andre Carter, Jim, who made a nice debut last Sunday, 24 snaps in the loss to the Atlanta Falcons, and certainly helped the Raiders get more pressure on the quarterback.
Well, he certainly did. I was watching him specifically, and I saw him put pressure, drive that tackle back into the quarterback's face, made it very difficult for Matt Ryan to throw the football, and that's the kind of thing that they were looking for from Andre Carter, number one, and number two. Eventually, he's going to get to that quarterback.
So Andre and Jeanette will be on the show this week, and you're going to have the weekly conversation with head coach Dennis Allen. And even though the Raiders did not win, and he's not happy, and you've got to finish games and all that, the Raiders, I thought, played their best game of the season in losing Sunday in Atlanta, even better than the game they played in beating Pittsburgh.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you, Papa. And number one, you know, there are no moral victories, as coach would say. But still, you've got to be pleased with the performance on offense, defense, special teams. They did an excellent job in shutting down a very high potent offense. Moving the ball against a very good defense, special teams was excellent. All in all, their best performance of the year, in my opinion.
And it was a nice performance off their bye week, but this Sunday they get a Jacksonville Jaguar team that also was coming in off their bye week at 1-4. But I think this is the crossroads of the Raiders' season, Jim. They have not played the way you want to play. They have lost four of their first five, but look at the next three. Home to Jacksonville, at Kansas City, home to Tampa Bay, three winnable games. Now you got to go out and win each one, and you could get to 4-4 in midseason.
Yes, you certainly could. The other teams are struggling. I think out of those three teams, Tampa Bay is probably the best. Jaguars are struggling. Kansas City's struggling, although I'm still leery of Kansas City, and it's a divisional game. But concentrate on this one this week against Jacksonville.
It'll be fun. Maurice Jones-Drew has never played inside the Odaco Coliseum. The NFL's leading rusher of a year ago will play for the first time against the Raiders, the team he grew up loving. So check us out, the Silver and Black Show, featuring Jeanette Thompson this week.
Thanks, Jim and Greg. I'll be watching the show as always, and of course I'll be at the game on Sunday. Raider fans, come out early. Participate in the Early In and You May Win program. All you have to do is get your ticket scanned at least 1 hour prior to kickoff, and you'll be entered automatically to win fantastic prizes given away by the Raiders. Now, you'll also be treated to a fantastic performance by Raiderette alumni. We're celebrating 50 years of football's fabulous females. You can see them both pregame and at halftime. There'll also be a special group performing the national anthem. So come on out to this Sunday's game, and if you don't have a ticket, hurry and get it quick just by calling 1-800-RAIDERS or, as I pointed right up above, clicking on tickets right above my head. Thanks for watching this edition of Behind the Shield. Until next time, I'm Jeanette Thompson. Have a great day.